My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirist. You can find them live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening in downtown Washington. You can also learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD, Mock the Vote. Elena, how are you?
I'm better than Hillary Clinton right now. Are you going to read everything that was on her server, her private server?
I think I'm going to let other people who are paid to do that fish through the 30,000 emails.
I think maybe she's worried we'll find out she really wasn't dead broke when they left the White House. So, yeah, we have a song about her email scandal, which I think we played a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And so we thought today maybe we'd go back and play the song about when she left the White House, said she was broke, went on a book tour. It all plays into, do you believe Hillary?
Yeah, right, because that was from her Diane Sawyer interview. So the Capitol Steps, knowing that Diane Sawyer had already had that scoop, decided to get the story from a slightly different perspective. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, former President Bill Clinton.
Hi there. As many of you may be aware, my wife Hillary has been out promoting her book, and this book tour has taken her far, 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 far away from me. And well, this book tour is coming to an end, and I don't think there's anyone sorrier than I am. I don't want you to get the right idea. I mean, I love it when she's away. But in this case, not so much, because I want her to keep promoting the book because, well, we need the money. I don't know if you've read the book, but Hillary mentioned that when we left the White House all those years ago, we were dead broke. Some people thought she was telling a joke, that after 8 years, we Clintons were broke. With mansions to buy, we needed a loan. You see, our cash was also blown. She speaks 16 times, and what does she get? Another $3 million just to get out of debt. She lost her shirt, and I lost my pants. We can't live on an $8 million advance. Hillary's like Scarlet from Gone with the Wind. She swore she'd never go hungry again. When she heard that we're only half as rich as Mitt, she stuffed cash in her pockets till her pantsuit split. She speaks 16 times, and what'll she get? A salary bigger than the national debt. So buy that book, we really need the bread. If we get too broke, we'll have to share a bed.
Oh, Elena, you know it's a bad week for Hillary when not only are there more and more stories about Joe Biden possibly getting in the race. I don't know if you saw it in the last 24 hours, but it looks like it probably won't happen. But there were actually rumblings about Al Gore jumping in.
Oh, I loved that, because when you looked at the headlines, they were actually really all hedging their bets. They were saying, like, somebody says maybe Al Gore is thinking about running. You know, they were all like those kind of headlines.
Yes.
Like, you know, nobody's going to say they know anything, because it sounds like he's really not thinking about it.
No. But just for a minute there, you were thinking about all the Al Gore songs, weren't you?
We were. We have guys who just love playing Al Gore. You know, the whole, I'm serious.
Yeah,
hey, we're going to have to also get you our Rick Perry song really fast before he he drops out. We have a Rick Perry song. We just haven't gotten to you yet. So we got to do that before he leaves the race, although he's got a super pack.
You might want to overnight that one. but, you know, if Gore were to get in, that would solve all the problems about the same old names running. It's Bush and Clinton and, you know, the fresh face of Al Gore.
I wouldn't want to be around when the climate actually starts changing and Al Gore's like, told you so.
And Hillary feel boxed in, you know, she's got, if Biden runs, you know, she's got that. It used to be Clinton-Gore, of course, and then if Al Gore were to run as well. Oh, so many fabulous potential storylines that aren't going to happen.
Right, and she couldn't really attack Al Gore because her husband liked him, obviously picked him, so how hard could she attack him, right?
Yeah.
So there you, yeah, that would be fun to watch.
It would be
I think Biden should get in light of the Trump thing and just say, hey, you like Trump's gaffes? I can make gaffes.
apparently, we need to wait until next month. He's going to decide one way or the other next month. But the more weeks like this for Hillary with the emails and everything else, the more he might just get Uncle Joe in the race, and that'll make Elena's year.
Will, because I really don't want Martin O'Malley to be the candidate, at least not at this point. It's not super funny, right?
No.
Although you could have his family like trying to pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah, he was supposed to be, you know, the one that ran to the left of Hillary, and all of a sudden he got Bernied.
That's a good verb.
Who would have ever thought Bernie Sanders would draw 25,000 people to a speech?
I don't know. I would have never thought it. Never.
I wouldn't have won that bet.
Yes.
That's for sure. So that's the great part about your job, Elena. Some things you can expect to happen, and other things are just unbelievable. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them online, capitalsteps.com. The brand new CD is Mock the Vote. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.